Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 115, and it's a Monday, October 29th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray, and happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween, everyone, and this is a show where it's going to be spooky a little bit. Well, not really, a little bit, just a little. And yeah, this is a show where we talk about gay stuff, geek stories, and bizarre topics. So Ray, this is the Halloween. Are you planning on wearing any costume this Halloween?
No.
No, not at all? You're not going to be like...
The most Halloween I did was Sunday at church with the trunk or treat. I did my bit for our country.
Oh, okay. Children. For the children?
It was all for the children.
Well...
You know, you have to think about the children.
That's right. So, actually, I was in New Orleans for Voodoo Fest, which always happens during the weekend before Halloween. So, I was there for the weekend. And,
Timo was like, next year we should go to Voodoo Fest. And I said, really? He said, yeah, I want to get into all that voodoo stuff. I bet you it's really scary. And I'm like, it's not that kind of voodoo, Timo. They just call it Voodoo Fest. It's a big music festival.
Oh, okay. But said, oh, let's go anyway. No.
And he was like, oh, because he thought he was going to learn some voodoo. And I'm like, no.
Oh, no. I thought it's Catholic.
Not going to be sticking no pins and dolls with my hair tied to them.
Yeah, 3 days of
chanting and chanting in Spanish and doing all kind of crazy stuff and eggs under the bed.
Salamanca. So I went to New Orleans for the Voodoo Fest, and I got to see Marilyn Manson and Modest Mouse, Janelle Monáe, Third Eye Blind. You know, you know that song? You don't know that song? Good God. It's one of the famous songs by Third Eye Blind. So anyway, I'll make you hear it later with the real music,
okay.
Not by me. Anyway, so yeah, you got to do some adventures and with the truck or treat.
That's right. We went second place. We decorated the back of Timo's truck. Had like a starscape and a big old Death Star floating in it and everything.
Oh, so. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. So. But cool. We did that. We started watching The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix.
How is that? It's on Netflix.
It is very good so far. We've been very, liked it a whole lot.
Did you binge watch already?
Well, we've been binge watching it, and somebody finished it today before I got home at lunch. So I get to go home and watch the episodes that they've already watched, because they could not wait on me.
Oh, okay.
Even though I waited, well, no, I didn't. I didn't wait on them to. Well, I started watching it, and they were like, I wanted to watch it too. And I said, well, watch the first two episodes, and let's get caught up.
Well, good for
you. But it's very good. So
yeah. I'll catch up, because I'm still, what am I watching? I'm still in the middle of...
You're still watching Lost, aren't you?
No. Man in the High Castle. I'm still watching that still.
And happy birthday to Juan.
Happy birthday, Juan.
His birthday is actually, I think, October 1st, but it got put on his paperwork as November 1st.
Oh.
So he celebrates it on November 1st. But we celebrated it this weekend because he's traveling a lot the next week. So
okay.
Happy birthday, Juan.
Happy birthday, Juan. Okay, so let's go to the news. Let's go to the gay rate.
Okay. Straight college dudes really like making out with their bros.
I don't
study
know.
Find.
Does this really happen? Did you make out with your bros?
We didn't have bros back then.
Oh, okay.
So, hang on. I'm on Maynard's computer, and it's a little bit different than mine, so I'm having to scroll differently, so I apologize. This just in. Straight college guys, especially guys belonging to fraternities, love making out with each other, at least according to a new study published in Sexuality and Culture. The study surveyed nearly 450 men from 11 different universities across the country. Researchers also conducted in-depth interviews with 75 men, all of whom described themselves as heterosexual. Some of the questions the men were asked included, and let me scroll down a little bit here, because, I don't like my new computer.
You can use your fingers. Swipe. It's like a lap. Like
I'm going
to
use a finger with it in a minute. Mm-hmm. So, how many different male friends have you kissed on the cheek? How many times have you made out with another man? How many different straight men have you cuddled up on the sofa or spooned with in bed for more than 5 minutes? How many men have you made out with out of experimentation, your own sexual desire, or in a threesome? In total, how many different male friends have you kissed on the lips?
Mm-hmm.
So researchers found that 40% of the participants reported having smooched another guy on the cheek, while 10% reporting having smooched another guy on the lips.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes alcohol did play a role in the makeout sessions, but sometimes it didn't.
Sometimes they just want to do it.
A few of the guys in the frat have been known to kiss each other when drunk. It's become pretty normal now,
really?
One participant told the research team. We all know who the kissers are. Oh, so there we go. So, sorry, guys. I'm still fighting with this scrolling thing over here. It doesn't work. There we go.
Yeah. Use your fingers like a tablet.
Well, it's
on the screen.
It's touch screen. Oh, yes. Now see, we're in the 21st century here, folks. So, yeah. Okay. Some of the participants said they don't consider kissing
a sexual behavior.
A sexual
really?
Behavior. So
I thought it was.
I kiss my friend because I love him. One student explained, "I'm not attracted to him like that, but I do love him."
With tongue?
Probably I think not. It's just a kiss on the cheek. Okay. Of course, not everyone felt this way. I consider it to be an intimate thing, something I only do with a significant other, another respondent said. That crosses boundaries that aren't anything to do with gay. I wouldn't even do it with a female friend because that's just weird. Research has also found that guys in more favorable attitudes toward gay men were much more likely to have a makeout with another man, which isn't all that surprising, really. In conclusion, they found that same-sex kissing between men is a behavior that can be engaged in while maintaining a heterosexual identity at these universities.
So these universities are very progressive that the guys and fraternities are actually making out, and they find it weird to make out with female friends. I find that weird.
Maybe we need to go to a frat party up at 8 a.m.
Yeah, maybe they do that in the A&M here, U of H. It's just interesting.
No, you remember that study from Julio? We can't go to U of H.
Why? What's wrong?
Remember they did that STD testing down there, and they only tested like 10% of the building, and 75% of them come back positive with an STD? No, we can't be messing around.
Oh, here, so no. Okay. No. Wait, 10%?
That 10%
and 75%?
10% of the people they tested in the building. So the building had 1,000 people in it. They tested 100. 75% of them come back with an STD.
Oh, my God. That is really scary.
So, but that was years ago, so I don't know what's, you know. They were all freshman guys, too, because it's the freshman building dorm.
What more if it's the sophomore or the juniors and the senior? Oh, gosh. So. Anyway, okay. So that's interesting that straight guys like making out.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any straight guy who likes to make out. I wouldn't mind making out.
Well,
straight
you know,
guy.
These guys are also in a different generation.
Oh, that's right, the millennials.
I mean, it's, well, aren't they past millennials now?
Yeah.
Isn't it something else?
Probably they are.
And it, like the loser generation or something, I don't know. I think the whole mindset has changed. And I still think it's still not as easygoing as this article likes to make it. I think this article is kind of cheesing it up a bit. But I think guys are more relaxed now these days, the younger guys, about being more affectionate with each other than I was when I was in high school. I wouldn't even think about touching another guy in high school, even though I wanted to the entire time.
What
I
about
was there.
Fist bumps? Fist bumps are very masculine, right?
Yeah, fist bumps, dude. And stuff like that.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just walking up and grabbing and hugging somebody now, I still like, is this, I kind of feel awkward about it sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Especially if it's people I don't know really well.
Oh. Especially, and then you're knowing their name for the first time and you're hugging them already.
Yeah.
Oh, but what's your name? And you're already hugging.
Yeah.
That is kind of awkward. All right. Let's go to the geek. Okay, all you Pokemon Go players, how about something very Catholic? It's very interesting because, well, I grew up Catholic and having saints around, it might be something more suitable for families that
good Catholic boys.
Good Catholic boys. Okay, so the Vatican just released a Pokemon Go clone where you collect saints. Goodness gracious. Have you ever played Pokemon Go and wished you could trade in your Snorlax for Saint Mariana de Jesus de Paredes? You're in luck, as the Vatican has just announced a rival to Niantic's mobile hit. Follow JC Go to basically Pokemon Go, but with... Oh, JC Go, Jesus Christ Go. Okay. So follow JC Go. It's basically
Jesus Go.
Jesus Go is Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Go. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so basically Pokemon Go with added saints. Devised by the Vatican, it's up to you to catch them all. Only in this game, you aren't hunting cute, fluffy monsters, but famous religious figures to join your evangelization team. Oh my God.
Praise Jesus.
Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera reports that you can explore your neighborhood in search of biblical figures and Catholic saints to boost your team. To get these saintly figures to join you, you simply need to answer some of their questions, such as finishing quotes from the Bible. Presumably, because fighting them until they faint or throwing balls at their head would be very disrespectful. Yeah, you don't do that to saints.
Well, you could stone some of them because some of them.
Yeah, you can probably steal from that, right?
Or you could crucify some of them because some of them got crucified.
That's right. You get more points that way, yeah. Or something like that. When you're not busy bolstering your collection of cool Catholic cats, you can pick up items that allow you to pray and drink, which tops up your in-game stats and levels. Oh, and there's a function which allows you to donate to a charity and receive in-game currency for your troubles, which, to be fair, is the best take on microtransactions I've ever seen. So follow JC Go. I gotta check this out, right? Mm-hmm. Encourages its players to pray with on-screen prompts. For example, if you're passing a church, the game will gently suggest it might be a good time for a spot of spirituality. If you pass a hospital, the game might suggest you do a prayer for the sick. Oh, how nice. So I'll be honest, it's really hard to find fault with a game that encourages you to donate to charity and wish sick people well. I'm sure certain corners of the internet will find a way though. So the game is already out in Spain, but if you fancy an alternative to Pokemon Go at some point, an English version is expected in the coming weeks. While the game wasn't created by those at the very top of the Vatican, the Pope himself is alleged to be a fan. Really? Just in case you were wondering what he thought. So it's interesting that even the Pope is even using this game. So, but he can't really, does he really get out of the Vatican? He just walks around? He's just only stuck in the wall?
He's been told about it and he thinks it's cute.
So. No, I bet he just played around with it maybe. That means he
uses... So do you get extra points if you're an altar boy?
Maybe, that's right. And you get caught by a priest, mm-hmm. or you can catch a priest. I don't know.
Maybe.
Interesting. So yeah, check it out. Check it out, guys. If you are religious or non-religious, I guess I would probably just download it because it's just, I think it's going to be funny. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you should try it. I think you should try it. I think it'd be better than Pokemon Go for you.
Oh, really? Because
you need Jesus.
You need Jesus. All right, Ray, let's go to the bazaar.
All right, on to the bazaar. Just falling right in line there with our Halloween talk. Middle school girls plan to kill, drink blood of classmates, police say. I wonder if that had something to do with Slender Man. Bartow, Florida. Authorities in Central Florida say two middle school girls brought knives to school in a full plot to kill classmates, cut them up, and drink their blood. Arrest affidavits released Wednesday by the Bartow Police Department said the two girls, ages 11 and 12, were armed with knives Tuesday at Bartow Middle School before they were caught. No one was hurt. Investigators say the girls planned to stake out a bathroom and wait for smaller students to enter. The affidavit says the students planned to cut their victims' throats, cut up their bodies, eat the flesh, and drink the victims' blood. Authorities said the students then planned to kill themselves. Oh, police say the plot was foiled when administrators searched for them after they didn't show up for class. So, two little girls. It almost sounds like the Slender Man movie.
Yeah, it is.
The other girls that tried to kill that other girl, or did they kill that other girl? I can't remember. They stabbed her in the woods. I think she survived.
Yep.
All to do Slender Man stuff, and this sounds very similar.
Maybe just as copycats or something. So, this is just in time for Halloween, I guess. It's
yeah. But I think it's really weird that 11 and 12-year-old girl are thinking about killing somebody and eating them and drinking their blood.
Would it be the media or...
I don't know. I mean, it all
they're reading a lot of Twilight.
What did they get a hold to lead them down this road?
I know. Must be parents who guided them to think that way or friends.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's very specific what they were trying to do.
That's right. I mean, what TV show?
They were doing like ritual sacrifice.
What TV show does this?
I don't know. There's all kind of vampire and horror movies where people get sacrificed and all kind of stuff.
I know.
So, I mean, there's even a thing in Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, that one of the episodes where a girl gets stabbed and eaten. So,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's all about Hell, Satan, and Sabrina.
Oh, really? So yes. It's dark?
It's very dark. It's very different so than it's the original nothing cheesy, like, nothing like the original.
Not like the cartoons original, or
like
cartoons.
The one that we watched on TV on ABC Family Friday nights.
Yeah.
With Melissa, whatever her name was.
Oh.
Melissa Joan Hart, is that her name, that played Sabrina?
I can't remember.
But, yeah, it's nothing like that. It's very different.
Okay. Maybe it is interesting to watch now. All right, so it's Halloween. I hope you guys are having a good time in Halloween. And don't forget to vote.
That's right. Don't forget to vote.
Everybody
voted
vote
today. Get out and vote. Vote, vote, vote.
Yeah, please vote.
Early voting ends in most states Saturday.
No matter what party you are voting, not voting is tantamount to voting for the bad.
If you don't vote, you can't bitch.
You cannot bitch. So you just have to vote, everyone.
That's right. So,
well,
and don't forget, the clocks fall back 1 hour this weekend.
Oh, is it? I thought, okay, that's right.
It's this coming weekend, yep. Mm-hmm. So don't forget that part. So you get that extra hour of sleep.
That's right. All right, so.
Except for you people that are procrastinators and are always late, leave it on the same time it is now so you get there ahead of time. Get there on time.
That's right. All right, Ray. So I guess before we close, we would like to give a big, big thank you. Big thank you to our friend Caesar from Chicago. Special thanks to him for the great articles and assisting us for over the years, many years, ever since we were doing Bear Podcast. And even when we continued on with Gay Geek Bizarre, that he's been posting a lot of great articles that you all have been seeing on facebook.com/GayGeekBizarre. And he's been posting there all those articles, and we get a lot of hits. Many people were engaged. Many people are engaged with the Facebook page. But at some point, yeah, I understand that people have to move on. And so good luck, Caesar, and thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Now we got to do more work.
Now we have to do more work now. Not only producing, we have to do. We have to post more articles now ourselves. So he's been a great help for us.
So somebody out there is a good article finder. Hit us up on the website.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna miss you.
We have a job opening. It doesn't pay anything. It doesn't pay anything. The hours suck, but you get to work with a great team.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And we'll keep giving you shout outs every episode.
That's right.
All right, so I guess that's it. And again, thank you again, Caesar. And this is the last week that he's going to be posting stuff on facebook.com/GayGeekBizarre. So if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@GayGeekBizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at GayGeekBizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Ooh.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Oh, we don't have to sync anymore.
I was supposed to say. And the time is 7:48 p.m.
7:48 p.m.